Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Soundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Soundra. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Franklin reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets bunts towards the mound. Soundra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe scores. Franklin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gutteridge fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Franklin scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Franklin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a line drive towards first. York catches it and steps on first to double up Lobbs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Soondra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soondra strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Franklin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. Radcliffe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to third. Franklin moves to second. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Neuhauser hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Franklin moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franklin scores. Tebbets scores. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Stan Farron's now pitching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bloodworth scores. Kramer moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Kramer scores. McCoskey moves to third. Higgins moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-0, Tigers. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing center field. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Franklin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Criscola. Franklin reaches second base with a double. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franklin moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobs moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lobs moves to third. McQuillan moves to second. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Stan Ferens. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Lobs scores. McQuillan moves to third. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Tigers. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuillan scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuillan takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Al Benton now pitching. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevens scores. Lobbs moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Tigers. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. George Caster now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-1 in the game. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuillan hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens throws to second for one, and Gutteridge throws to first, and McQuinn drops the ball. Higgins scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, Tigers. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Franklin hits a fly ball into center field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange pinch hits for George Caster. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eldon Ocker pinch runs for Frankie Hayes. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ocker moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Ocker moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.